The Washington Post last week reported on Interior Department memos that show the Trump administration is trying to let industry into the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to do seismic exploration on the coastal plain. The prospect has environmentalists crying foul. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin looks at whether it's legal.
When Congress was redrawing the map of Alaska's federal lands in 1980, it couldn't decide whether the flat part along the coast of the Arctic Refuge should be wilderness or oil field. So it said it would decide later. That was in the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. Congress also called for a report on what oil might be there, with seismic work to inform that report. So that was done. Congress got its report in 1987. And for 30 years, the Interior Department has maintained any more seismic work, or drilling, would require an act of Congress. David Hayes was a Deputy Interior Secretary in the Clinton and Obama administrations. He says a formal opinion on the subject by the Interior Solicitor in 2001 was crystal clear.
It was quite definitive that the window was closed.
But then in 2013, the state of Alaska claimed that the window was still open because if you take a close look at ANILCA, the law does not provide a date saying when authority for seismic work would expire. U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Gleason decided for the Obama administration in 2015. She said when you look at the context of the law, it was reasonable to read ANILCA as saying the authority for seismic work was a one-time deal and the window closed in 1987. The judge did not say that was the only reasonable interpretation. And we may find out if other interpretations can pass judicial muster too, because there's been a sea change of management at Interior. The attorney who argued the state's case, David Bernhardt, is the new Deputy Secretary of the Interior. Now the department is moving to rewrite its rules to allow more seismic exploration on the coastal plain. Hayes, the former deputy, says this is folly.
They're picking a fight that makes no sense to pick, and it's going to be a big distraction. And for what purpose?
With oil prices low, Hayes says no oil company is going to want to go to the expense.
You don't know that until you put it out to lease and or put it out for opportunity for to shoot the seismic.
Alaska Oil and Gas President Kara Moriarty says the argument that oil companies aren't interested is a red herring. She says it would be good to get equipment back in to shoot seismic waves into the coastal plain because technology is so much better than it was in the 80s.
Why do we not want to know what's there? Why wouldn't Americans want to know what your resources are in a more concrete way?
According to an August 11 memo, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been ordered to begin work on an environmental assessment, as well as new regulations that extend the date for seismic work. One person who will be following it closely is attorney Brooke Brisson at Trustees for Alaska, an environmental law firm. For more than 30 years, the Interior Department has said only Congress can allow more seismic exploration on the coastal plain, and Brisson says the department had it right in the first place. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.